Woohoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to do a bunch of different things, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. Trust me. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top. Write nicely and neatly, and I will too. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Do you hear my music? It's February, so I thought I would play some nice piano music and start it off correctly. Just get it going. So at the top of our page, there's a beautiful picture. I want to be there right now. It looks so nice. And the first thing I want you to notice is the sun. And let's color the round part of the sun, the center part of the sun, yellow. Not the triangle part of the sun, but the center part of the sun, yellow. Go ahead and just color in that circle. I should have asked you to tell me the shape, the name of that shape, but it's a circle. And then I already said it, but I'll ask you anyway. And what are the shapes surrounding the sun? What are those shapes called? Triangles. Okay, put down your yellow crayon and let's color the triangles surrounding the sun, the rays of the sun, if you want to get special. Orange, any kind of orange will work for me. Color them orange. So let's talk about the word sun. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of the word sun? Sun. Yes, the letter S. And then what letter sound are you hearing at the end of the word sun? Sun. N. All right, let's take this up a notch. What about the sound that you hear in the middle? S-uh-uh-uh. It's the letter U. S-uh-uh-uh. Has three sounds in the word sun. Put down your orange crayon. And let's move over to the butterfly. And let's color the butterfly purple. Any kind of purple works for me. If you want to do your butterfly in two different purples, that's fine. I'm going to do my butterfly all in the same purple. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of butterfly? B-b-butterfly. B-b-bee. You got it. Butterfly begins with the letter B. All right, don't color too fast and too sloppy. Go ahead and put down your crayon. And let's look at the wagon. I had a wagon like that when I was a little kid. I wonder if any of you have one of those now. My wagon was red. So let's color the wagon red. Not the wheels or the handle, but let's color the wagon red. The wagon is holding a little doggy and a little cat. I love it. So wagon, we're coloring it red. What letter sound do you hear at the beginning of wagon? W-w-wagon. Yes, a W. It ends the same way that sun ends. It has the same ending sound as sun. Wagon, sun. What letter sound is that? N. Okay, put down your red crayon and let's color the wheels and the handle black. If you can't find a black crayon, go ahead and use your pencil. No big deal. Don't panic. Just use your pencil. I know black crayons can be hard to find. At least in our classroom, they're really hard to find. All right, so black wheels. Wheels. What letter sound does wheel start with? W. And how many wheels are on this wagon that we can see? How many wheels are on this wagon? Two. But how many do you really think are on this wagon? Yeah, I think there's two more on the other side. So two and two more on the other side. Two and two makes 4, 1, 2, and 2 more, 3, 4. All right, put down your black crayon. Let's color the dog inside the wagon brown. Any kind of brown. Hopefully you can find a brown crayon. I know brown crayons are hard for us to find too. So we'll color the little doggy, the little puppy, brown. So dog, what letter sound does dog begin with? D, D, D. Don't say ruff, ruff, because that's not what letter sound dog begins with. That's what sounds dogs make. I know, I'm just teasing. Dog begins with the letter D. What letter sound does dog end with? D, A, G. G. Ooh, we can find the middle sound. D, A, 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 G. What letter sound is in the middle? Oh, we're doing it. Okay, put down your brown crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color the cat orange. We'll make it an orange cat. Any kind of orange will work. My friend has an orange cat. His name is Rocky. It's true. Not lying. Not making it up. He's really sweet and cute, but I like my dog Murphy a little bit better because it's my dog. But you know what I'm saying. Cats can be cute too. So cat, let's sound out cat together. K-A-T, cat. How many sounds are in cat? K-A-T. Three sounds are in cat. What's the beginning sound? C. What's the middle sound? A. A. And what's the last sound? T-t. T, we just spelled cat. I know you're probably thinking, I already know how to spell cat. What are you talking about, Mrs. Oldham? We're just reviewing. Calm down. We're just reviewing. Let's move on. Do you see that the wagon also has a bunch of roses? They're so pretty. Let's color the roses. Let's do pink. If you can find a pink crayon. If you can't find a pink crayon, use like your violet red or something. There are a lot of roses. Let's color the roses. And then we're going to see if we can try and count them. Might be kind of hard to count them because there's so many and they're all squished together, but we can try. I'm not worried too much about the stems or the leaves on these roses. I'm just trying to color the whole bunch of them pink. Never, ever, ever panic during listen and learn. Never, ever. Now, don't be sloppy. Don't be quick. You should not be done with your roses yet. If you are, go back and fix a couple. You might have some white showing. I'm almost done with my pink roses. I'm coloring neatly, but I'm also not taking forever and a day. Okay, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right, let's count these roses if we can. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Are there 11? Don't argue. Don't start telling me there's 10. Let's do it again. Let's count it again. Touch and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, I see 11. I count 11. That's what I see. Usually you get 12 roses if you're getting a dozen, but it's okay either way. We're not going to argue about it. All right, let's look at the boy. He is pulling the wagon. Let's color his shirt. Let's do green. Let's give him a green shirt. We'll give this boy a green shirt. Yeah, sometimes in my class, my kids will argue. I see 9. Well, I count 10. We don't need to argue about it. I counted 11 unless something's hiding. That's what I did. Do you hear this music? It's so pretty. I just want to sing. Now let's give the boy some blue jeans. Give him some blue jeans. So green shirt, blue jeans. This is the part where you have to listen. Follow the directions. I'm getting distracted by my piano music. Blue jeans are so fun to wear. Put down your blue crayon. Let's color his shoes brown. Okay. All right, here we go. There is a bush right behind the boy. There's a bush by the roses in the wagon, but I want you to look at the bush behind the boy. See it? Okay, how many flowers are on that bush? Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. Color them yellow for me. 4 yellow flowers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's pretty music. All right, color that bush green. I'm going to use my yellow green. But any kind of green will work. We're working on the bush behind the boy, not by the wagon and the roses. This is the bush kind of right by the tree. Okay. It has 4 yellow flowers and we're coloring the bush green. Don't forget there's a little bit of the bush sticking out on the other side of the boy, kind of by his arm. Do you see it? Color that part green too. The bush has some yellow flowers. We counted them and there are 4. No arguments here at all. Put down your crayon. All right, now let's look at the bush by the roses. Let's count those flowers. Touch them and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's color those flowers yellow. So this bush over here has 5. Okay, so we'll color those flowers yellow. And pick up your crayon, your green crayon, and color that bush green too. I'm making them match. You do not have to make your bushes match. It's okay if one bush has dark green and one has light green, but all the flowers should be what color if you're listening? Yellow. Good job. Okay, so I'm almost done with this bush. Okay, take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, put down all your crayons. Let's count all the flowers on both bushes and see how many in all. 4 and 5 in all. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 in all. 4 plus 5 makes 9 in all. All right, grab your pencil. We are going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Do you see the dog next to the line where we're going to write a letter? What letter sound does dog begin with? D, d, dog. The letter D. Go ahead and write the letter D. Capital or lowercase doesn't matter to me. Scoot over, see the wagon? What letter sound should we write on the line for the beginning sound in wagon? Wagon. W. Go ahead and write a W. Scoot over. We have a flower. Behold it. We're not going to do the beginning sound. So if you wrote an F, erase it. Flower does begin with an F, but I want us to put the ending sound. Flower. R. Go ahead and write the letter R next to flower. And our last one, sun. What letter sound do you hear at the end of sun? N. Go ahead and write the letter N. Okay, now we have a sentence. You point to the circles under the words, and I'll read it to you first. You point to the circles under the words while I say the words. Do you see the butterfly? It has a question mark, so I have to use my question voice. So let's read it together with our question voice. Point to the circles. Do you see the butterfly? Okay, let's count the words in our sentence. Count the circles under each word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 words in this sentence. Let's read it one last time. Do you see the butterfly? Okay, will you color in the circle under the word you? It's the second word. Y-O-U, yeah. It begins with the letter Y. Color in the circle with your pencil. And then color in the circle under the word the. It's 1, 2, 3, fourth word, and it's spelled, how do you spell the? T-H-E. Color the circle under the word the with your pencil. Do you see the butterfly? Okay, scoot down to the wagon. We are going to draw, ready? 3 flowers inside of our wagon. Any kind of flower you want. You could put stems on them and leaves on them if you want. I'm drawing, I guess they would be considered daisies. But whatever you want, but just make 3 of them. We're just using our pencil. I'm going to go ahead and put some leaves on these, but it's okay if you just have flowers at the bottom of your wagon. Mine are sticking up. Make sure you have 3 flowers coming out of your wagon. All right, take about 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, scoot over to your 10 frame. Let's count the counters in our 10 frame. Touch and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Boys and girls, because the top row is full, I can look at that and go 5, and then just keep counting the bottom counter. 6, 7, 5, 6, 7. Do it with me. 5, 6, 7. Color the counters in with your pencil. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So 5 across the top and 2 on the bottom. 5 and 2 make 7. All right, scoot over. We have some numbers to trace and we have some missing numbers. Let's trace them. Ready? 4. Scoot over. Trace the 5. 6. Uh-oh, we have a missing number. What goes after? What goes there? 4, 5, 6, 7. Write the number 7. 8. Trace it. 9. Trace it. And then what? 10. Put a 1 and a 0. We didn't start at the 1. We started at the number 4, but we can count on no matter where we start. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Boys and girls, you did it. We did all kinds of things today, and you did it all. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.